back to Spartan Nation Radio with Hondo Carpenter on the Spartan Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to Spartan Nation Radio. We now head out to one of the few, one of my favorite Wolverines. Greg Dooley is his name. He runs mvictors.com. It's a place you need to check out even if you're not a Spartan fan. I'm not a Wolverine fan. It's a superb job. He's detailed. He knows his arguments. When he does argue, he understands what he's talking about. Greg, one thing. First of all, Greg, welcome back to the show.
Nothing. Been a little while. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. I cannot wait to get you and your brother in studio with me. Your brother, of course, was raised by your parents the right way. He's a Spartan. You turned your back on the family and decided to embarrass him and became a Wolverine. But can't wait to have you guys together with me in studio for a whole show. No guests.
We got to do that. You guys are gonna beat me up good, I'm sure. My brother never strayed from the green and white. And look at me. But we'll get there in the studio. We'll figure all that out, and I'm sure we'll have some fun. So, yeah, we got to reschedule that. I'm sorry we couldn't do it. We'll definitely reschedule that.
Good. I'm looking forward to it. Let's get to the interesting part of the rivalry. You know that I have a great respect for you. You're tremendous at what you do. You know that I also embrace the rivalry. I love Brady Hoke. I like him personally. I think he's a great coach. You know I told you a year before it happened that I told you M-Rod was done and Hoke was the guy and he's the one I didn't want to get it. So you know the respect I have, and I have just as much for Beilein. But one thing that irritates me about this rivalry on both sides, U of M fans and Michigan State fans, are people that just talk crap and sound stupid in doing it. Let me give you a couple examples. When Michigan State fans all of a sudden acted like, okay, after 3 years, you know, the rivalry's over now, we own it. You know, well, you know, I mean, do we own presently? Sure, but this rivalry is far from over, and certainly we don't own it. Let's look at the record and be honest. Or Michigan fans that say, oh, with a couple of recruits, we're back. Sparty sucks now. I mean, hello, it's still got to be done on the field. I mean, to me, I know that's the fun of fandom, but boy, the extremes on both sides drive me crazy. How about you?
Yeah, you know how it is, Hondo. Sometimes you hear the most vocal people, and maybe we're in that category, but sometimes the most vocal people seem to be the most unreasonable. So, yeah, I mean, talk like Beilein's got Izzo's number. I mean, it sounds weird coming off my tongue. It's obviously ridiculous. And, yeah, I mean, state football program has made some incredible strides the last few years, but to say the table has completely turned in any direction or that even the table has turned on Ohio State, given some of the recruiting battles that have switched on all sides. So, yeah, these things are played out over time, and as a historian, I think I understand that, Hondo. It sounds like you do, too.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I keep going back to, I tell this to Michigan fans, that's fine. If the basketball rivalry is now tilted totally to Michigan, then I guess it's turned totally to Michigan State in football. And again, I say that to Spartan fans. Well, wait a minute, because if you're saying it's totally turned in football, then has it not turned in basketball? I mean, I think sometimes I love the rivalry. I love the fact that we're in July right now, and the best U of M coverage guy in Greg Dooley at mvictors.com and I are engaged in discussing this rivalry. And for the first time in how many years, Greg, both schools look towards that date with utter excitement because we finally have a rivalry here.
You know what? It's the basketball season is going to be so much better, isn't it? And the football game, you know, everyone's got that circled on the calendar on everyone in the state and all the fans around the country. So, it's better. You're absolutely right. That's one of the consequences when both teams either bring up their play or get on the same level, and that's what's happening. So, no, I'm excited. I don't know what's going to happen in that game, Hondo, the football game. I tell you, if you had to ask me today, I'd probably give the edge to the Spartans. You know, all these nice things that are happening right now in the recruiting trail for Michigan, boy, those guys aren't going to be on campus for a long time, and I don't know. It's going to be fun, though. I'll see you there for sure.
You know, the couple of things that stick out for me I wanted to mention to you when we talk a little bit about this rivalry is I fully expect Michigan State to win and quite frankly, to win handily this year. And then I get, you know, comments from Michigan fans, oh, you're disrespecting us. And the point that I don't think that they understand where I'm coming from is Brady Hoke is going to do an awesome job. And you know, I'm saying that right up front. He is going to do awesome job. He's going to restore the rivalry with Ohio State. He's going to restore it with Michigan State. He's going to compete and win some Big Ten titles. The thing that I'm saying about Brady Hoke that people don't understand is this is same still the same defense, and it's hard to make chicken salad out of chicken something.
You know, the other thing is very rarely, you know, talk about this game. I mean, people forget, yeah, we had these great teams. Lloyd Carr had great teams. It wasn't exactly a cakewalk year in and year out up in East Lansing. And you know how many overtime games there were and very tight games on both sides. That's been a great battle for a long time. So to think that things have suddenly changed and that, you know, with the regime change, that's silly. So let's say we're going back to the Carr or even like a more like a Mueller or Bo era. Those were still pretty tight games for many years, and I expect the same this year.
I had lunch with Lloyd Carr recently, and you know that I like him and have immense respect for him. And I wanted to ask you this. Why does he not get more respect from Michigan fans? That baffles me.
Well, it's a great question, and I think part of it comes down to the vocal. A lot of those who were very vocal about Lloyd Carr kind of fall into that vocal minority, and I think a majority of Michigan fans have a great deal of respect for what he did on the field, on the sidelines, and what he did off the field and is doing off the field. So I think that's the case. You know, Michigan fans got spoiled, and Hondo, I see the same thing with a lot of people around Izzo, and you know, people calling for Izzo's head, which just seems so ridiculous from where I'm sitting over the years, or is too rough on players, and nitpicking him because there has just been such a culture of success that, ironically, the coach himself created. Yet, you know, it seems like there's no standard that's good enough. I think Carr was a little bit of a victim of his own early success. And in some respects, an unwillingness to make some changes that's, you know, these brilliant fans like myself and everyone else, these armchair quarterbacks, felt he should have made with certain aspects. But I laugh at a lot of that. He's a wonderful man. And you still have people, by the way, who are bitter because they don't feel like he was outspoken enough about Rich Rod and supporting him, and feel he did things to undermine their program.
Well,
I think that's an aspect of it.
I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to let you go. I think anyone that doesn't give him his fair due needs to look at the record. He certainly did one bigger games at Michigan than Bo did, and I don't mean that in any way disrespect because I respect Bo, but I thought that, and that's why I wanted to ask you, because when you want to know something about Michigan, you're the go-to guy. Remember, check it out. It's mvictors.com. Greg Dooley, I'm going to try to get you here in the studio. If nothing else, at least the week of the big game. I appreciate it. It's 3 months, one day until the game, brother.
Hey, Hondo, thanks for the call a couple weeks ago, and let's stay in touch. And, hey, it's always a pleasure to be on. Go Blue.
You're the best. All right, go Greg. Greg Dooley, mvictors.com. Check it out. We'll be back with more right here on the Spartan Nation Radio Network.
Connect with Spartan Nation by emailing SpartanNationMail, that's M-A-I-L, at yahoo.com, or by calling 989-472-4105. Spartan Nation Radio.